Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Tiandi Corporation, China, Tianjin Province. Welcome to Philip K. Dick, The Real Thing, Blade Runner, the integrated interrogating system, the photograph of it in the brochures handed out by Tiandi. Tell you everything you need to know, but we have with us Craig Singleton, who is a man responsible for this comprehensive view of a sadistic organization that is networked into many of the countries that the United States regards as an ally. Craig is the deputy director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's China program and a senior fellow. Craig, a very good evening to you. The Tiandi Corporation manufactures the integrated interrogating system. You have a photograph on the FDD site demonstrating everything we need to know. What is the integrated interrogating system? What is its ambitions? And to your knowledge, is anyone horrified about this photograph? Good evening to you.
Thanks for having me. I mean, this is sort of the stuff of nightmares. You know, once you see a picture of an integrated, what they call the tiger chair and the peripheral table, very sterile terms that once you see a picture, you realize are probably the most frightening devices that a human being can be exposed to, primarily because you will be strapped into a metal chair by Chinese authorities or some and for up to 2, 3, 4 days for intense interrogations in these devices that restrain you through metal bolts into a chair. And the peripheral table allows the interrogator to wirelessly tighten these bolts that are around your arms, legs, and other shackles or other sensitive parts of your body. And so this happens to just be one of the many service offerings that Tiandi offers to Chinese security and intelligence services for use against the Uyghurs, as well as Tibetans and other minorities and regime dissidents throughout the country.
This chair, this system is manufactured for ostensibly for authorities, for interrogation. We will come back to the chair. But what is surprising is Tiandi is also a surveillance and software and camera company. This is an all-in-one package. It is not Blade Runner. It is not Philip K. Dick. I'm sure you all remember the scene where our hero is interrogating what we will learn is an android. The android gives the wrong answer and he's obliterated. Very much reminiscent of what we're looking at here, except for these are not androids. These are human beings. We go immediately to the Uyghurs. These are the persecuted people of Xinjiang province, East Turkestan. And the word genocide has been applied to how the Chinese authorities treat the Uyghurs. But we know now that not only does this chair get involved in Uyghur interrogation, but also the spotting of Uyghurs and checkpoints. How does it work, Craig?
Well, it's really a full service suite of tools. And so Tiandi is the fourth largest CCTV manufacturer in China. And what they have sort of built out is a layered security and surveillance system. So they have artificial intelligence that specifically can identify the ethnicity of a person, right? So they can, through their source code, and we include the source code copies in our report, they can identify whether someone is Uyghur or Han Chinese simply by scanning their face passively through the CCT network, right? So they have the AI sits on these servers, and the servers are called networked video recorders, and they actually are powered by Intel Core processors, but I'm sure we'll get to that later. Those mainline into this network of security cameras that are located throughout parts of China. And they're constantly filtering through data and through faces, tagging faces, whether someone's Han Chinese or whether they're an ethnic minority. And then what that does is that alerts Chinese security services and forces that those particular individuals might be a risk to the regime. And so what we've seen in places like Xinjiang and other places where Uyghurs are being persecuted is the AI detects you walking on the street, going about your life. It alerts you, tags you in the police systems. You are considered a threat. In many cases, you may be identified and then taken from your home, from wherever, from the street, in real time, to one of these concentration camps and to be processed there, where then you get to have the nightmare dystopian pleasure of being introduced to the tiger chair. So it starts for as an individual walking on the street, conducting their day life, doing nothing wrong, results in AI tagging of your face, immediate real-time processing through servers, alerts to Chinese social security services, and then possibly being processed into one of these camps where you could see a tiger chair. It is a truly a soup to nuts sort of operation.
The next time I hear the word Chinese miracle, I'll hesitate about this interrogation system. However, what you're describing is an odd combination of products in one company in Tianjin. You're talking about torture, a torture chamber. You're talking about a camera that can be installed CCTV. You're talking about software that's capable of finding the ethnicity of a person being observed. And all of this is connected to the authorities using AI to construct larger and larger systems of sweeping. That's all in one. It doesn't describe a company that would be normally manufacturing just one product. It appears to be the violation of Adam Smith. You do what you're best at. You don't do everything. Unless, of course, this is state security. What do we know, Craig, about it?
Well, one of the things that we sort of were constantly shocked by as we started to dig into Tiandi's operations was how vocal it was in publicizing its support for China's Ministry of Public Security, Chinese police entities around the country, Chinese intelligence services. There was no hiding it. We're talking about Instagram stories on Tiandi's Instagram page, many documented success cases on Tiandi's website and in their advertising and marketing materials. And so what Tiandi was able to do was to mainline directly into that security apparatus and become indispensable for the Chinese security services. And to contrast that with some of the other Chinese tech giants who not only were looking at a Chinese domestic market, but we're also thinking about pushing abroad, pushing to the United States, pushing to other parts of the world and really penetrating those key markets. Tiandi seems very focused and very tightly connected to the Chinese Communist Party, supporting its means and objectives. And that goes all the way to the CEO who has hosted many senior Chinese Communist Party officials at Tiandi's headquarters, including Xi Jinping, including a man who is considered the architect for the Uyghur concentration camps, who has been sanctioned by the U.S. government. All of that information has been posted on their website for all of us to see and review. And I think it does tell a story, like you said, that they're not hiding this. They feel protected. They're close to the regime. They provide a service that is valuable, perhaps you could say invaluable. And there's no chance that their business operations in China will be at risk because of their perceived closeness to the CCP.
Founded in 1994, Dai Lin is the man who's identified as the chief executive. We can presume there's never been another one. So this is a legacy. It looks very much to be sympathetic to the Chinese Communist Party's brutality. We've seen plenty of that over the last years. And Xi Jinping, who has now elevated himself to General Secretary for Life, and this is his apparatus to persecute the Uyghurs and others who do not obey. However, here's the part where it becomes more than science fiction. This is not limited to mainland China or Hong Kong. This is not limited to the reach of the Chinese authorities. Craig, it is flabbergasting to learn that Heathrow Airport uses material from Tiandi, that Australia and Canada on your list. I can say, well, Vietnam, of course, a dictatorship. Well, some of these other countries, Uruguay, I don't know about their governance, but I do know about Canberra and I do know about Ottawa. What have you learned about their awareness of what Tiandi represents as a client of their governments?
Yeah, I mean, I would add, once again, Iran to the mix too. Tiandi has sold its CCTV and AI software to the IRGC, which is included in our report, for use against peaceful protesters. So those become sort of the usual suspects. But as you mentioned, Tiandi has global reach. They have operations in approximately 60 countries. They're claim in the UK is that they have CCTV networked systems at London Heathrow. Of course, London Heathrow has been contacted about that and claims currently that its contract with Tiandi has been severed. However, won't provide any information about when it was severed, what sort of systems and services they provided, the scope of those partnerships, or whether Tiandi maintains other partnerships with other British entities. And I think on the side of the Canadians here, all of Tiandi's North American operations, its sales and distribution, are run out of an office in Alberta, Canada. We have a lot of theories as to why Canada was perhaps selected. I think one key thing that sort of stood out to us was the idea that you would be just outside the United States and perhaps just outside that long arm reach of the U.S. government by setting up outside of the border of the United States. But that's just a working theory. And I think a lot more work needs to be done to investigate that office in Alberta, Canadian authorities, and I think Canadian press need to start asking hard questions about how this was able to operate below the radar for so long. What does it mean? Who are they selling to? I think we're just sort of at the start of asking these questions, whether it's in Australia, Japan, the UK, Canada, parts of South America, huge swaths of Southeast Asia. This is what we hope will start a conversation about Tiandi's operations and whether companies like that should even exist.
Craig, I'm flabbergasted. I've been reporting on China for two decades. Flabbergasted. Now, I don't want to offer an excuse, but a vast explanation is that these governments turn over and they have permanent secretariats and they may or may not take responsibility. Also, it is true that China was not on the adversary list until this year when in the Madrid meeting for NATO, Beijing was linked intimately with Moscow and therefore now an adversary, not to be looked upon as a trading partner or something gray in between. But I want to read the list of countries. Australia, I've mentioned. Thailand, Vietnam, India, Poland, the front line of fighting NATO's war. Albania, Greece, Georgia, Croatia, Uruguay, Kenya, Russia, of course, and Egypt. Now, the additional puzzle is these revelations that you've provided right now, they're fresh, and you expect to find more information. There's very much of an incomplete feel to the scale of Tiandi. These are sales that were made by human beings. We don't know about their network, do we yet, Craig?
We're still, I think, just scratching the surface here. And I think one thing that's sort of become very apparent is that companies like Tiandi actually can't seem to operate without some connectivity to the West. And so in the case of Tiandi, they operate what is called a titanium level, the highest level partnership with Intel, the U.S. semiconductor and chip manufacturer. This is something that Intel has known about for more than a year. They were alerted by another industry group about Tiandi's operations against Uyghurs and its weaponization of technology for perhaps genocidal purposes, and took no action. Continues to maintain that partnership, has in fact awarded Tiandi several big awards over the last few years for industry security, and it's an industry partner. But those microprocessors are integral into Tiandi's supply chain and into its products. And I think there's some hard questions for companies like Intel. We have to remember, over the last year, Intel has lobbied aggressively for billions of taxpayer dollars as part of the Chips and Science Act, at the same time it knowingly maintained partnerships with this genocidal AI company in China, and did nothing. I think it raises a lot of questions about how the Commerce Department, and in particular the Commerce Secretary, is vetting partnerships with semiconductor companies that are aggressively seeking taxpayer funds. But it also says a lot about the connectivity between U.S. or Western technology companies and what we're seeing in China. And this is not the only one. We recently saw, right, that Apple came under fire because it limited the ability of Apple users to wirelessly share data. And that was a threat during recent political unrest in China. TikTok, supported by lots of U.S. private equity companies. The connection and the connectivity is so troubling. And I think now we're at a point where it's undeniable how China is seeking to leverage and field these new technologies to support its authoritarian means.
What is to be done? When we come back, Craig Singleton for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.